Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 6, The Intrinsic Significance of the Purification of the Returned Captives. Monday, Related Verses. Ezra 10, verses 10 through 11. And Ezra, the priest, stood up and said to them, "You have acted unfaithfully and have married foreign women to increase the guilt of Israel. Now therefore, make confession to Jehovah the God of your fathers, and do his will, and separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the foreign women." Nehemiah 13, verse 30. Thus I cleansed them from everything foreign, and I appointed duties for the priests and the Levites, each in his work. Ezra 9, verses 1 through 2. Now when these things had been completed, the officials approached me, saying, "The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even those of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken some of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the peoples of the lands. Indeed, the hand of the leaders and rulers has been foremost in this unfaithfulness." 2 Timothy 2, verses 19 through 22. However, the firm foundation of God stands, having the seal, "The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from unrighteousness." But in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some are unto honor, and some unto dishonor. If therefore anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared unto every good work. But flee youthful lusts, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Ezekiel 34, verse 26. And I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing, and I will cause the showers to come down in their season. There will be showers of blessing. Related reading. Ezra not only strengthened and enriched the recovery, he also purified it. Before he arrived, there was a mixture. Some of the Israelites had married heathen wives, and children were born of this mixture. This is a type that we should not apply literally, but spiritually. The recovery is the holy seed. Anything we receive that is not holy is a mixture. The recovery is holy, but some of the things taken in are not so holy. Therefore, there is a mixture, and Ezra's are needed to purify. Ezra was the one who purified the recovery. In the local churches, we must be so pure, so simple, with no mixture. The problem is that many of us who have come back from Babylon have brought our background with us. In the Lord's recovery, there is the need of purification to separate the holy seed from anything that is heathen. Do not bring into the local churches the things that you did in the denominations, no matter how good they are. That is the bringing in of heathen wives. We all must learn to give up the things of our background, regardless of how good they are. We must be so pure that the holy seed will never be mingled with anything heathen. When the recovery is holy, we will see the Lord's blessing. In some places, the reason the blessing was frustrated was the mixture caused by the background. We have been condemned many times for not inviting others to speak in our meetings. We are not proud, but we are really careful. In the past, we tried this, but it only caused trouble. So we have learned the lesson. This does not mean that we are narrow, but that the recovery is so pure, so single, and so holy. We do need the Ezras to do a purifying work. The Lord does not like any kind of mixture. In the Lord's creation, all things are according to their kind. We need to be pure, strict, simple, and according to our kind. If we are the denominations, we should just be the denominations. If we are the free groups, we should just be the free groups. We should not say that we are anything else. If we are the local church, we should just be the local church. We must be so simple, so single, so pure, and so genuine according to our kind. We must be absolute. The Lord never honors any kind of a mixture. It must be according to its kind. In both Ezra and Nehemiah, there was the purification. One was after the building of the temple, and the other was after the building up of the city. In all the steps of the Lord's recovery, there is the need of purification. Ezra was a priestly teacher and gave the people priestly teaching to help them be purified. He read the word of God to the people, and they were inspired. They all agreed to sign a covenant that they would give up all the strange mixtures. In the local churches, every bit of mixture must be excluded. We must be thoroughly purified from all mixture. Anything common and anything contradictory to the heavenly nature must be cast out. The Lord's recovery must be pure. After the building up of the house, we need purification, and after the building up of the city, we need to be purified again. This purification was not only realized and carried out by Ezra, but also by Nehemiah. There were at least two purifications under Ezra and one under Nehemiah. We need the recovery of the wall, and we need the purification. This is the need today in all the local churches.